trying to stay awake, riding back to the park in the trunk of a car, in your jacket and your arms. Nothing smears like my lipstick and talking shit on tall boys over tall cans in the dark. I've never been that good at standing up to the way that people treat me, but I sure as hell can tell what you mean when you're screaming at me that I will never be able to get close to anyone as long as I am unable to admit that they are hurting me. And I miss you more than I miss home. Let's set fire to this car and let the radiator blow. Meet me on the porch at 3 a.m. to stomp to death the fear that lives beneath the floorboards of my chest and drown it out in cigarettes. But it also gets so much fucking worse. And without laundering, food stamps, railing, Xanax at the beach, that town doesn't mean shit to me. I'm fighting off sleep, riding back to the park in the trunk of a car, in your jacket and your arms. Nothing smears like my lipstick, talking shit on tall boys over tall cans in the dark. And I can't sleep when I've got somewhere to be, like climbing past chain link fences and second chances, like decolonizing my relationship with myself and with my art, and with the capitalist idea of our responsibility to be productive. And I would love to tell you all the pointless shit I did today, but we haven't talked in months and we're 1,000 miles away from each other, some burnt bodies, smoking spliffs and climbing trees. At least that's how I hope you will remember me. I'm fighting off sleep, riding back to the park in the trunk of a car, in your jacket and your arms. Nothing smears like my lipstick and talking shit on tall boys over tall cans in the dark. But asleep inside that notion of femininity is silence, vulnerability or patience. Literally anything but violence is just coerced into pacifism. I don't stand up, bash back, and don't ask questions, cause you'll uncover an objective or materialist intention. And I would love to tell you all the pointless shit I did today, but we haven't talked in months and we're 1,000 miles away from each other, summer body, smoking spliffs and climbing trees. At least that's how I hope you will remember me.